Tom Cargill in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Lots of clouds and we'll have a high only near 30 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, where it's breezy, it's 23 degrees. The wind chill index is 17. Burlington, right now 21. In Milwaukee, 23. Also 23 degrees in Racine. Some Wisconsin counties are now done with their recounts in the presidential election, including Walworth, where the clerk there, Kim Bushy, says they wanted to get this thing done. And the Green Party's representatives in the Walworth County relocation situation with the looking at the recounts and the ballots for the presidential race, well, the party representative there indicated things went very well and that there were no real problems.
County Clerk Kim Bushy couldn't have been better in her explanations of everything, in her transparency of everything, and she was top notch.
The recount in Walworth County actually began with machines, but then it shifted over to a hand count because officials said it proved to be faster. Milwaukee County's recount, that is being done by machines. The county clerks in both Racine and Kenosha indicate that we'll meet the December 12th deadline. They are continuing with that recount process down at the courthouse. Former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is coming back to Kenosha. He's going to be appearing next week to participate in the recording of a national cable TV program. Here's more from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Sanders will discuss trade issues in the aftermath of the presidential election with Chris Hayes, host of All In with Chris Hayes, a program that airs weeknights on MSNBC. The show is expected to be taped Monday at 2 p.m. at UAW Local 72 headquarters for that evening's broadcast and will include a panel discussion, according to State Representative Todd Onstat, who's been helping coordinate arrangements. The show is seeking a studio audience but hopes to cap attendance at 200 or so, according to Onstad. This will be Sanders' second trip to Kenosha this year. He spoke at Carthage College in advance of the state's presidential primary this past spring. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine Common Council has 15 aldermen and 3 standing committees, but there are also other committees, boards, and commissions that do governmental work for the city. The Committee of the Whole discussed aldermanic ability to be a part of those discussions as ex officio members. City Attorney Scott Letney noting the original request focused in on the council's committees, but some amended language could include others after some investigation by his office. Alderman Q.A. Shakur felt that a change in the ordinance really wasn't necessary, might actually even hurt the process.
This Committee of the Whole have an opportunity to take up any issue, and also the full Common Council. You have 2 opportunities. I think that to make it that all aldermen are ex officios of every committee, in my opinion, I think that'll cause disruptions, interference, delays.
The committee recommendations 7-6 in favor of amending the ordinance to allow non-standing committee aldermanic participation at those meetings. No voting authority. Perhaps all committees might be allowed by law later on. The committee later then rejected a motion to change the rules for their meetings to those of the standing committees instead of going by the rules of the Common Council. Apparently too many questions and concerns leading Racine Unified's administration to say we are not going to change the start and end times for schools for next season. That message was sent out to parents yesterday afternoon by administration. The board members there had raised a number of questions at the work session Monday night. Matt Hanser said he was flat out against the proposal. And a loan agreement between Racine County and 10 county fire departments would allow them to buy some new radio equipment. It was recommended for approval by the county board's Government Services Committee. City of Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe telling panel members that many of the departments using equipment purchased back in the late 1980s.
And a lot of our fire departments on the West End have not replaced that radio equipment since that time. So we're looking at equipment that is not only obsolete, you can't get the parts for them anymore, they're not supported, they're not intrinsically safe.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave indicating the idea was originally proposed by Racine Fire Chief Steve Hansen and that the city of Racine is among the departments taking advantage of the loans. The money, a total of $751,000, will come from the county's tax stabilization fund. It can be repaid over a 10-year period at 2% interest. The full Racine County Board will vote on that proposal at its December 20th meeting. Free Saturday parking will be available at downtown meters, lots, and ramps the rest of this month as an inducement toward holiday shopping, though last night's unanimous Racine Common Council vote did expand it to include West Racine and Uptown, and there was discussion about modern technology. Alderman Ray DeHaan proposed only free downtown parking, said expansion to the others was fine with him. Business owners can handle any employees who maybe might take up those free spaces, as one alderman had suggested. Downtown business owner Mary Osterman in Citizen Commons said that meter payment limitations are really the problem.
The challenge is having to pay the meters with a nickel, a dime, or a quarter. Pennies don't work, half-dollar coins and dollar coins don't fit the slots. If you don't have coins, you're forced to ask a merchant to make change. The solution, in my opinion, is to make paying the meters easier, whether it's accepting paper money, credit cards, or a cell phone app.
City of Racine is moving right now on the bidding process toward upgrades of the meters toward being their smartphone compatible in terms of making payments. Racine's Finance Committee supported a proposal to have the city switch a Medicare-eligible retirees insurance plan to a Medicare Advantage plan as of January 1st, described as a better plan, gets unanimous support of the Common Council. Last night, though, the wife of one longtime city retiree during Citizen Commons promised a lawsuit over the change, like with the last retiree action that the city lost, she pointed out, though that group is not affected by this particular plan. No discussion last night as the Burlington Common Council approved the 2017 city budget. It includes a tax rate decrease of 17 cents per thousand of assessed valuation. Over the course of 90 years, WRJN Radio in Racine has been a constant source for news and keeping the community informed, from the early days connected to the newspaper to our continuing standalone multi-award-winning local news operation since 1969. Over the past 90 years, WRJN has been continuous with one thing, news, from the national scene on down to what happens in both Racine and Kenosha. We were an ABC affiliate from their day one for decades.
December 7th. 1941.
ABC Radio, Dallas, Texas.
Where is the shuttle?
We'll continue our live coverage from ABC concerning the World Trade Center plane crashes.
WRJN staff announcer Bill Lawrence on that unforgettable day in 2001. Local news became standalone from the newspaper's ownership on WRJN in 1969, thanks to Don Edmark, our first news director.
The Journal Times was sold and Century Broadcasting and Stevens Point purchased RJN, and so I was called in as the news director from LIP Radio here in Kenosha.
In 1987, Don retired, and sports director Gary Sewer also took charge of WRJN's local news operation until the fall of 1998, and then all three of us took note of it in an anniversary show.
You are hearing the only three news directors for WRJN since the inception of a standalone news department.
Wow. Me and you and Sewer?
There aren't many stations that can say that.
There aren't too many stations that have newsrooms anymore.
That was WRJN program director Don Rosen there at the end, perhaps best remembered over his 24 years for storytelling, interviews, and sound-off, but very important also to our local news.
I was friends with the fireman, and everything he had always smelled of smoke. Even though he tried to clean it, you couldn't get it all cleaned. All right, you're going to keep us on top of this story throughout
the day?
We'll
keep monitoring it. Obviously, Jan's there, and we're listening to communications. That's a very serious situation.
Janet Hoff referenced there, coming to WRJN after an award-winning 18 years reporting in Kenosha, using that experience since then to do what other stations don't, local news. Over the years, such names as Carol Briggs, Al Gelsone, Jane Herring, Steve Groh, Judy Lanning, Jules Orovitz, Tom Carter, Therese Kaplan, and Tom Mountain have done WRJN newscasts, not to mention the general staff announcers from the early years. More about WRJN's 90th anniversary tomorrow on our newscast, including the guy who climbed our tower one year. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. Gentlemen, one morning climbed the tower. It was an interesting time. We do want to remind you that we'll have more of these look-back newscast reports through Friday, and then Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, a special half-hour look at WRJN's 90th anniversary.